The Curse of the Black Squirrel. One night, I was sitting in my home by the fire, enjoying the music of my favorite artist, Autumn Smiles, and their world-famous pan flautist, Ernesto, when I heard a rumble in the brush outside my window. The sound made me drop my Celestial Seasons Christmas Nog tea all over my lap, causing quite a disturbance in my most gentle of moods. As I approached the window, I saw the specter of something so diabolical and frightening it shocked my mind, spurning me to create this written description. It was a black squirrel, staring at me through the window, enjoying a gigantically oversized hazelnut. I'd never seen a black squirrel before. As you can imagine, I found its presence to be completely appalling, and I experienced a total loss of calm. It was much like the time Mother gave me that pair of Gucci pink chaparrals on my birthday celebration, but much less positive. So I left my house and went down to the corner to discuss this incident with the man who works the counter at the neighborhood liquor store. "Oh, black squirrel, them thins is hexed," he told me, nodding his head knowingly while sipping some Jack Daniels. "Seen ones bite a guy's face off once." "Wow," I replied. "No way, really?" "No," he said, "but I heard about it from a trusted friend." That sounds horrifying. I knew I had witnessed something truly awful. I really, really did. But in fact, what had I witnessed? A squirrel eating a hazelnut that was oversized? And this girl just happened to be black? Yeah, that's it. Awful, sickening, detestful, and alarming. But I knew it was much worse than the man or I could fully comprehend, so I asked the guy at the laundromat about them. "You should try a soap that is stronger than the dirts, my friend," he said. "You should try the Ajax, or the new Ajax, with the bleach." "Fascinating," I said. "What do you know about the black squirrel?" "Oh, the black squirrel. Watch your back arounds them, my friend." "Why?" I asked. "Because those thing, they's are bad luck, my friend. Cursed, even." "I knew it. But hey, how are they cursed?" I asked. "I figured they were, but..." "They just is," he insisted. "My cousins, he says, and you don't question him. Tired of work, too." And the laundry man went back to his office, giving me quite the uncomfortable look before closing the door. I stopped at the bakery also. "This bread has the raisin, the nate, the nut, the oat, the wheat, and the..." "I don't care about that," I said. "I want to know about the black squirrel, about the curse of the black squirrel." And to this she responded, "You're being rude. This is your favorite bread. It is made by Butternut, your favorite bread company. I'll tell you about the curse of the black squirrel in time, but you must be patient." I apologized to her, but as our talks went on, I realized she knew little more than the liquor store guy or the fellow at the laundromat. "They're just bad," she told me. "Real bad." Bad is bad, there's no doubt about that. But I had a feeling all the information had yet to be attained. "Butternut," she yelled as I walked out the door. So I traveled far and wide, trying to find out more about the curse. I went to Hungary. I went to Germany. I went to Austria. I went to Romania. And I went to even more stereotypically bleak and lurid places to discover what I could, but I had no luck. It was all just vagaries. Man, did I ever pick up a lot of fine products on this sojourn, though. Products by Evian, by Intel, by Dolce & Gabbana, by Polo, by... I knew the black squirrel was horrifying. I had no doubt in my mind about that. And cursed? Oh yes, that was something I knew for sure, too. But what was the curse of the black squirrel? Was it the face-ripping thing? Was it the fact that no one could talk about it in any detail? That is what I did not know. And not knowing, that is a curse indeed. I'm Dan Gleason, and this has been The Curse of the Black Squirrel. You cannot buy my books at many fine bookstores in your area, including Fairy Tales with Important Morals for Children and Other Unambitious Writings by Dan Gleason, which may indeed be my favorite. Thank you, and thank you very much indeed.